وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بكم يا أخواني في الله. Actually, we discussed about this matter many times before, and we said if the reason for him to come is not just to deliver the religion and the Islamic teaching and giving da'wah to the people to fix the religion, getting closer to Allah Ta'ala, actually, if his attention was only because he wants that amount and that type of income, in this situation is absolutely forbidden. لا يجوز. You understand? But if his attention is actually to come for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, to benefit himself and others and to meet him close on his Lord, as how Allah Jalla Ala order us to teach whatever we can to those who we can, and like how the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam orders us also, and like how the Imam, the Ulama, the teachers and those who they benefit the people, the religion, they did before also, then after that, with that, he got some income or some khair, so he can support himself with it to continue this great mission. In this situation, no problem, is mubah. And better if he find other side of income and to continue this job without mix it with any of dunya matters. But if the people, they give him something without him even expect it, in that situation, obligate on him to take. But if it become like a form of a salary, income, and a job, in this situation, depends about his attention and the point of his mission of teaching. When he do it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala only, then this khair, alhamdulillah, this kind of money, this kind of amount, it's to support himself with it, but it's not the main reason. It's just something for him to continue. Otherwise, the main reason for him to continue and to do such great mission, it's for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. In this situation, is mubah, legal. So it depends about his attention. Barakallahu feekum.